When they are consuming your minds and your thoughts and your dreams, from the angels to the demons and to the mysteries unseen, there is no need to worry. There is no need for dread. It's just time to discuss the thing at the foot of the bed.
Good evening, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 105.3 out of Mississippi on FM and 107.7 out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And I am one of the hosts, my amazing co-host next to me. He picks up after I get all the housekeeping out of the way, but you are listening to UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio Network, or otherwise just UPRN, which we'd love to call it. And this is the thing at the foot of the bed. I am, like I said, one of the co-hosts, Laura Lee Potvin. I am also a host of my own show here on Monday nights called The Angel Rock from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like I said, on UPRN. And a little bit about me. I seen a comment and I got distracted. Hi, Diane Brighton. I am a Canadian psychic medium. I'm a crystal Reiki energy healer, Akashic Records practitioner, spiritual teacher and mentor, registered nurse, budding animal communicator, well-versed in near-death experiences, having studied them professionally and personally for over 40 years, and having had one as a toddler. And I think I said budding animal communicator. I know what it is. Well-versed in the paranormal. We've shared our story on the Travel Channel's Paranormal Survivors Season 4. Episode 9 called Demonic Hauntings. So what else do I want to tell you? I got lots to tell you before we start. If you guys want to join in the comments, like Diane is over here, I keep seeing Dave's comments. Shannon K. Casey, I'm getting to you, girl. Hi, Shannon and Sean. And David knows too. We were gonna do a really spooky thing to you guys, but once I get the housekeeping out of the way, we'll tell you a bit more about it. With your big TV, you're watching this on, you told me. Anyways, if you guys want to join in the comments, like Diane and like Shannon and Sean, who's in the background with her, what you're going to do is head over to UFO Paranormal and United Public Radio Network on Facebook and YouTube. You're also streaming to my co-host David Hansel's YouTube channel, which is The Spirit Experience, and his Facebook profile, which is They Whisper to Me. And feel free to jump in if I said that wrong, Dave, but I think I did, right? Okay. And I'm also streaming on my main profile on Facebook, The Angel Rock, and my YouTube channel, The Angel Rocker Tribe. We are streaming. Where else are we streaming? On Canada's Most Haunted. And also to my Instagram profile under The Angel Rock. Now, just so you know, if you're just tuning in on Instagram, I'm not ignoring you, because if you tuned into The Angel Rock or The Thing at the Foot of the Bed, both these shows are very audience participative. Without all of you, we would just be having an amazing, wonderful conversation together, which we love to do, Dave and I, but it's better when we have all you here, right, Dave?
That's right.
And then, so if you head over to one of those places, you can join in the conversation. The reason I say that is this network's been around for 25 plus years. We do broadcast to every country in the world. We have a large global audience, but 80% is audio only. So those that are able to watch, we'd love to have more. If you join us over here, the more, the merrier. And speaking of watching us, we have our own TV channel, this network. It's on Roku. And if you'd like to find it, where you're going to go is the channel store. And you're going to type in UFO space P as in paranormal. And there's going to be a drop-down list. We're about the third or fourth one down, and you're looking for UFO space paranormal and United Public Radio Network. And that's us. And many of the shows stream over on Roku, so you can watch us on your TV, like Shannon and Sean, which I'm going to get to in a minute. Also, I don't think I always forget something. I should write it all down here. Let me see if I missed anything. I think I put everything on here that I wanted to say, except for the last thing. Because Dave is going to tell you all about our group and everything else. So come hang out with us where I live here in Thunder Bay in Northwestern Ontario, Canada, this October 4th to 6th, 2024 for the Lake Superior Paranormal Convention. Tickets are available now. There's VIP Plus and there's Supernatural and VIP passes but they are limited. And I know over half of them have sold out already, which is cool. But we'd love to have you join us up here. We had Lucky Paranormal a couple of weeks ago on, who are putting it on the Angel Rock. And we showed you some crazy stuff. We've got everything up here in Thunder Bay when it comes to crazy paranormal activity. If you can think of it, we've got it. So there's going to be some talks. There's going to be workshops. There's going to be a paranormal investigation and vendors. Guest speakers are going to include Shane Pittman, Jeff Belanger, our own Carrie Lynn Shellhorn from UPRN here. She's got Spirit Switchboard tomorrow, which is Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's incredible. She's amazing. She's a medium. She's a psychic. She's a paranormal investigator, and she's absolutely I'm a little biased, I guess, but she is awesome. She's got a great show, and she's incredible at what she does. When she's not doing this show, in the way of her spiritual stuff that she does with people that she works with. Also, she's going to be doing a special event on the Sunday called Spirits and Sweets, where she'll be giving messages from spirit for people that are there. And I believe they're serving delicious desserts. That's why it's called Spirits and Sweets. The Travel Channel's Beyond the Haunting will be there. Chris Rutkowski, I hope I said the right, Rutkowski. He does UFOs and Bigfoot and all kinds of things. Got Dee McCauley from Dark History. He's local to this area as well. The Winnipeg Paranormal Group and so many more, including myself. I'm going to be doing a talk as well and having a vendor table. I am hard at work working on that. So be sure to come and join us. Now, I'm going to check in with Gail and with Mel Willis, who are putting this on from Lucky Paranormal. I'm hoping, we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, that they were going to look into if they could stream it and sell tickets online, which would be great. So if you couldn't make it physically here, you still might be able to join in by buying an online ticket. So I'll keep you abreast of that. Also, if you want to buy a ticket, check it out. It's at Lake Superior. I just went blank here. Lake Superior. Yeah, LakeSuperiorParacon.com. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh my gosh, I forgot where I was for a minute.
Yeah, me too. My mind just went blank.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, hi, everybody. Hi, everybody in the live chat. We will call you out by name later on. My name is David Hansel. I'm a spiritual medium and a channel. And I'm also versed in near-death experiences, and I'm also a near-death experience survivor about 8 years ago. I guess that's what you would call us, right? A survivor. I don't know. didn't really survive anything. Yeah, I just came back. I am an angel channel and a regular channel and all kinds of fun stuff. I also talk to animals as well. But other than that, I hope you guys are all doing well. I wanted to start out real quick, Laurely, and so you guys
don't forget to come about our group.
Oh yeah, by the way, you guys, if you are a longtime fan of ours, and if you're a new fan of ours, if you go to Facebook and look up the thing at the foot of the bed with Laurely Potvin and David Hansel, we have a group there. There's only about 100 people in it right now. We just started it not long ago. When we do get 200, and after that, Laurely and I will be doing lives in there once in a while, doing some card pulls, doing some readings, having some fun in there. So make sure you go ahead and join that group. You can also see any of the videos that we play. If you're just a listener and we talk about a video we're playing, Laurely usually uploads them right into the group. So if you're in the group, you can rewatch the video. You can also share videos with us and experiences you have or you'd like us to talk about. We're very audience driven. So we'd like to talk about whatever you guys would like to talk about. We have a topic in the beginning, but you guys can change it anytime you please.
We pivot lots. Every time we do this major planning thing, you guys bring up something and then we just go wherever.
Yeah, we've done that. You know how many times? Well, we used to sit here when we first started the show, like almost a year, over a year ago, or almost a year ago.
We went on a year and a half. Is it June? June, I think.
June will be a year and a half now. So we used to do all kinds of, we'd pick topics and we would do all kinds of research. And then we did a couple, and then all of a sudden people started asking questions about other things. So
we still do research.
We said, screw it. Okay, let's talk about that. So that's what we do now. We talk about what you guys want to talk about. If you don't have anything to talk about, trust us, we both have motor mouths. So we can go all day, all night talking. Outside of that, welcome to the show tonight. We have some spooky videos. Laura Lee's going to play. We don't know which ones. It's Laura Lee's choice. And we'll go from there when we watch them. If you guys have any topics you would like us to talk about, please go ahead in the comment section and leave them there, and we will pick up on it. Also, if you have questions, not readings, but if you have questions about anything spiritual, metaphysical, or paranormal, feel free to write it in, and we'll and if we know something about it, we'll talk about it. The only time we won't talk about something or do it is if we don't have an experience in it or don't know anything about it. We don't want to make crap up. So
we'll tell you.
Yeah, we'll tell you. We know a lot of stuff though. I'm over a half century year old, and I've been doing this since I was a little kid. Yeah.
Don't you remember that we didn't know a lot about the Haints, like H-A-I-N-T?
We didn't. Yeah.
And so we told people we will research and we will come back the next week and talk about it, about the Appalachians and all the legend and lore. And we did.
Oh, yeah, because even the Pugwackies and all that stuff when we talked about. Yeah, we did it. Yeah, if you guys bring up something we don't know about, you know, that's what Laura Lee and I do in our off time. We research stuff and look up stuff and then try to form an opinion, I guess you could say.
Okay. I got to call these guys out. So today I was home. I got my package from FedEx. It was a day late, but I was so excited. It came from Korea. I'm a crafter. You guys know that I love to create. I've mentioned it many times. And it is a squishy maker. It's called the Baby Harp Seals Squishy Maker. And it uses slime gel, and you put these cute little packages with all these tactile things and you make them into keychains, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know why, but I think I should run over to Dollar Tree. So I do. I'm about halfway through the store and I hear this man's voice and I look up, and it was a very pleasant voice, but sort of a deeper voice, and you could hear it. And I look up. And I see him. I don't really recognize him. And I look across to the woman. I went, oh, my gosh, that is Shannon. So Shannon, K. Casey, I'm calling you out tonight. I told you it would be. Shannon and I have never met. We live in the same city. We've known each other for years. I have met her wonderful husband, Sean, through Shannon. And so we ended up talking. Probably could have talked all day there. But it was getting heavier traffic, had to get home so we could be with all of you. But David, Shannon, and Sean are the ones that said that they watch us on this giant screen. And what did you say when I told you? Because what did I told you?
I said, yeah, we got to do the 3D thing.
So it was so.
They can probably see, they're like going, you need some skin lotion.
I wanted to give them a special shout out. We're going to give everybody a shout out, but I know Sean had a question for you about cats. So whenever he types it in or what, but shall we say hi to everybody?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay.
Jonathan's got a great question.
Okay. So we got Diane Brighton, mm-hmm. and then David made some comments, and then we got Shannon, got Kathy Hanley Little, because Shannon said, hello, friends. Kathy said, hi guys. Mary Erickson said, hi, L'Oreal, and David liked and shared. We appreciate always when you like and share. That's what I forgot to tell you. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And if you like what you see, tell all your friends and family, because there is something for everybody on this network. We do stream 7 days a week, multiple shows. We have a new show before us that started last week. I met them on a panel show, great hosts. So be sure to check that out. They talk all things paranormal and spooky and ufology and great topics like that, and super well versed in the arena of that. And I love that Mary put hi L'Oreal, because I've been called that before, and I think it was probably a typo, but if it isn't, that's okay. I answer to most things. It's Laura Lee. And Shelley Noyes Anderson says, greetings from Maine. From Maine. I gotta put that up there. It's so cute. The spirits are upon us tonight with our keyboards, I think. Let's see, we got Nicole, yeah. Thomas, oh, Ryan. Right. We got Jackie Lane. We got Michelle. You're going to say, oh, sorry. I thought you had your hand up. I was going to go, Dave, are you raising your hand?
Oh, no.
We got Michelle over in Australia. She says, good day, y'all. So it's already Friday over there. Jonathan Keyworth of JK47 Paranormal. He he's got a question I'm going to be getting to. Let's see. Michelle says, that's true. We're always learning. And she said, I guess if you're not learning, you're not listening. Okay. I'll just make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay. You want to read Jonathan's question since you noticed it?
Yeah. So Jonathan Keywer. So by the way, Jonathan uses what do you call his box? Is it a ghost box?
SB7. Yeah.
Uses, you know, have the spirit's voice come through. He does that kind of stuff. And he does investigations and so on and so forth and tries to contact and attempts. I won't say tries. Attempts to put out there to contact people to help them. But his question is, where did it go? So I did a missing person case on Tuesday, and I just posted best responses. One question I have is, can I ask another person's guides to put a message in the person's head? Laura Lee?
Okay. You can certainly ask if it's meant for the person's highest good and meant from a positive space, which knowing Jonathan, I know you would be coming from that place, but we can't force our will on somebody else. So things need to play out the way they're meant to play out. So if it was meant to happen, it could. So you can certainly ask, but a better question, and I'm just going to give you from my own personal experience, when I do the Akashic Records, the way I do it through crystalline energy is we work with the masters, teachers, and loved ones, which means a whole collective of higher ascended beings, if you will. And so say I have somebody coming to me and they just found out that their sibling was diagnosed with cancer, or maybe they found out their sibling's spouse was cheating, and they want to go into the Akashic Records and find out, what's my sister's husband doing? What's going on with the marriage? How do I find out? This is ridiculous. He's such an ASS or whatever, right? That won't work when we're dealing with spirit. So how we could present the question is, I would say to the person, how we would ask is, how can I best be assistance to help my sister or brother through this very difficult situation? So again, we're not going into other people's energy. And even though we may think that it's really good for the other person and it'll really, really help, there's a bigger plan, a bigger path. Never mind that we can't, even though we think it's good, it has to sort of come from the person. Plus their guide, if the message was meant to be there, I believe would be there. Go ahead, Dave. I know you got lots to add.
Oh, yeah. It's So the question is, can I ask another person's guides and put a message in the person's head? Everything Laura Lee said, and then I'd like to add, the one question I would have, and I'm not being smart, actually, is maybe you don't know, but why? Because if you needed to give somebody a message, that's what, when people say thoughts and prayers, or people ask or give well wishes to people to hold them, what you're doing is you're putting it out there. It's going to fall to the right person anyway. To go through a person's guide, you would have to first somehow have a validation that that person that you're speaking to, the guide, is actually that person's guide, because we don't know that. We don't know, because when people ask me, they're like, can you talk to my guide? I'm like, yes. And I said, I can get back what you need to hear from whatever it is you is around you. That's how I think of it in my head. And they'll say, what do they look like? And I always tell them, I can't tell you what they look like. I can tell you what they look like to me, but you're going to see a guide or anything else on the other side as you need to perceive it, or as you want to perceive it. That's why most people, like with angels, everybody perceives angels as
wings.
Usually, you know, men or women or whatever, they have wings and they got all this stuff. That's not incorrect. But the reason most people see them like that is because that's what they were taught from a young age all the way up. There are a few who seen different versions of them. Like I saw different versions of them as a child. But I also knew of the winged ones. And that's what I would call them, was the winged ones. During my NDE, none of them were with wings, those kind of beings. They were just points of light. But anyway, to get back to that, but that's just because that's how I needed to see it. When you go, you might see them a whole nother different way, because the other side is literally based off your belief system.
Because I always say, I was just going to add, Dave, I always say that when something is coming from a place of love and light, and you know that in the way of a guide or an angel or what, they are going to appear to you so that they don't want to scare you, basically.
Yeah, they don't want to scare you. Yeah.
They're going to be.
People's guides come in to look like their mothers, and they'll say, is that my mother? And it's like, well, most likely, yeah, your mom's always around you, but your guide might have took on a persona of your mother because that would, you know, they didn't want to scare you. They didn't want to come into a dream as a total stranger talking to you. Yeah. But to get back to your question, Jonathan, I would say, yeah, you can word it like that if that's what you need to. And it's not entirely wrong at all. If you need to word it like that and keep it like that, that's fine. But if you need to get a message to somebody, literally it's, you got to remember who you are, Jonathan, everybody on here, you're telepathic by nature. In fact, you have people in your life. You can sit in your room, the phone will ring, and you'll know who it is. You'll know who's at the door. You'll have a funny feeling when one of your family members gets in an accident or gets hurt. You just have that feeling. So,
but that's what I was meaning to, Dave, right? That's what I was saying too, Dave. So he said it was a good session, and his guide said his name was Carlo. The thing is, right, if the person's meant to receive the message, and you know what I really like that you said, Dave? That's where it comes in with thoughts and prayers, right, with everything being energy. And if that person was meant to receive that message, believe me,
they're going to get it.
Their guide would have made sure that somehow, some way, if it was meant to be and the person was open to receiving it, we have free will here. So a guide is never going to force a message onto anybody. Okay.
No. And when we're thinking of guides, a lot of people in their minds think that I'm sitting here and there's a million guides standing there and they're always standing behind me everywhere I go and do everything. No, they're not. In fact, most of the time they don't want to answer me, because when a guide helps you, a guide is trying to tell you stuff to get you to find the answer. It wants your higher self and you to find the answer. It doesn't want to just, otherwise people, I could just wake up all day, because I talk to my guides all the time because of my work. But it's because of my work. When I'm not in work mode, I don't always chat with them. But if that was the case, I'd wake up in the morning, get up and go, so what do I do? What's next? What do I do? I don't know what to do. You tell me. They would just be silent. They'd be like, dude.
Well, plus there'd be no reason for us to come here. If we just had the guide hanging out all the time and we could just ask them for every single answer and they could tell us, then why be here? You're not learning anything.
Yeah. But with guides, that's another thing too. And I know a lot of people have some, this is my personal thing. So people ask me, what's my guide's name? I tell them, I do not know what your guide's name is. Whatever you want to call your guide is what your guide's name is. The guide might give me a name so I can reference them. Like I have a lot of guides, but I have two main ones that are with me all the time during readings. And I know their names because they gave them to me. But when I talk out loud and I say stuff, there's sometimes I know they're not standing. It's not them, because I know their energy and I'm asking questions and I'm getting it from this other consciousness. And what I'm doing is I'm getting it literally from the energy field that's out there. It's just I'm picking up the answer. So nobody's literally telling me the answer. I'm picking it up.
These are great questions.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Jonathan.
Jonathan said so true. So thank you so much. And I know that somebody recently had asked about the person they really cared and loved. They wanted them to be able to not be able to suffer anymore. And we're asking, hoping that they, do you remember that, Dave, that they could leave sooner? And we had a talk about that. And it wasn't wrong, because you were coming from a place of love.
Yeah, they're coming from the best place of intention. Love. Yeah.
So it was a really good conversation point and a really good question. But speaking of this question, and I already answered it off air, so I'll throw my two cents worth, because when I was talking to Shannon and Sean, but they have a question. Do you want to read it or you want me to read it?
Oh, where is it there?
It's at the bottom, Shannon. Oh. I already highlighted it. Yeah.
Okay. I watched this earlier and I have my answer. So do you want to go first? Go ahead.
Okay. So Shannon says, our previous cats who have both passed away can they be coming through our new cat in behavior? Now, to give a little bit of detail from what Shannon and Sean had said, and my condolences to losing your babies. It was Hope and give me Java. I remember because I thought it was Java. And then we were talking about movies, Sean. I know what Sean's name is. Sean and I. And he goes, so like Java the Hutt. Star Wars, got it. Okay, so they recently lost Java and Hope in 2018. And this little one came to them. He picked them out, basically. It sounds like they were just going to look at animals and jumped out of the cage and hugged them kind of thing. Since they brought him home, he has very similar markings. You'll have to fill in the details, guys, because I'm trying to go from memory here. But the new baby, why can I not remember the new baby's name? I remember the two before. But anyways, the new one, who's 2 years old, is doing things very similar to what their two other cats who were siblings did. Markings very similar, I believe. It's either Jabba or Hope. And I kept feeling like it was spirit. Like I kept saying, are you seeing signs like from maybe the cats hanging around or something? And then as we got talking, I asked, when did Hope pass? And they said in 2018. And some people, you'll hear from some people, this can happen. I truly believe it can. And none of us are going to know all the answers until we go back home ourselves. But I think our animals can come back to us because their lives are much shorter than ours. And if they're not, haven't completed their mission for why they're working with us. So I almost feel like it could be Hope and then some influence from the other, like in spirit from the two siblings that have passed. But feel free to add whatever you like. Nico, and you guys told me how many times Nico is the new baby. Sorry.
Well, mediums, pet mediums, all kinds of mediums. Everybody sometimes has a slightly different view of everything. So don't worry about that. Don't say whatever.
I already told them you're making them a completely different answer. And you and I are perfectly okay with that. We don't know.
Yeah, we're perfectly. Now, I do have like pretty much the same answer. Yes, pets do come back. They usually don't come back like your pet's gone and 2 weeks later you got another pet and it's that pet. Or whatever, can happen. I don't know what the reason.
It could be a completely different pet. Like I've seen that happen with people, like a turtle, and that was a cat or a bird before.
Keep in mind the energies that are your pets. We'll call it the oversoul of your pets. Okay, that oversoul knows the personality when that animal goes over. So if another animal comes in, that animal also knows that other animal well. They're probably very, very similar animals in nature. And when they come back, they could be putting out the same behaviors as your other one just because they're so close.
Oh, that's this one's really distinct, Dave, like super distinct.
No, that's the one. That's the one. And I'm going to tell you why that could be, too. Is because, okay, so that's one. So not every animal that goes comes back right away, because if you think about it, literally there's no need for them to do that because they can help you more on that side than they could here ever. And when they come back, they also go through the veil as well. So don't think a cat remembers everything about his other side. Just because he can see things we can't see while we're here doesn't mean he's still aware that, because he's also having experience just like you, because their souls progress. So in order for them to progress, they have to see themselves from another point of view. And so I have the same thing with my mom's dog as well. My mom's dog who passed, her dog was born like a week after she passed. My mom bought that dog and now the dog's 8 weeks old, and that dog literally, it's almost the same exact personality, but there are differences. So I said, I don't think that would be her, but it could be. The only reason I could see where she wanted to do that is because my mom was so distraught over the situation, how it happened. And, but you got it. I know animals do reincarnate and they do come back to you, but most times, of all the animals I talk to, and I don't know, I haven't talked to every one of them. Some say we come back with other people as well. And I said, oh, so you might reincarnate right away, but not with your person. It might be with somebody else. They're like, yes, because other people need us
too. Not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed. But I will say, I have seen animals, and I have, in my own experience, had animals that were almost the exact replica. They were slightly different. So either that cat is a reincarnation of your cat, and you'll have to pardon him, because if he's a reincarnation of your cat, he's still going to go through the veil. So he's still not going to have total memory of everything, but he would have memory of you.
I almost felt like it was help from the spirit world from the other side. Like Shannon said, almost as if Hope and Jabba are guiding or helping Nico.
Yeah, that to me is most likely. Not that that's
what I picked up right away.
Yeah, but that's what I think is most likely. An animal that you lost that's over there could be saying to the next animal, going, okay, this is the tough one. This is what's going to happen. This is what you need to do. I was with that person for 12 years. I know exactly this. So it's kind of like they're getting the lowdown before they come here. Mm-hmm. And then once they get here, they're born, and then they have to go through what we do. They're like, oh, I'm just the animal having an experience. And then the next thing you know, that animal's starting to remember, you know, oh, wait, I was here before. I know that person. I know them too. They recognize them. So I think it could be, or it could be guiding. I can't honestly tell you the exact answer.
My problem was that I didn't do, but I didn't have enough time to do it. If we were doing a reading or something, I would have asked you this. Sean and Shannon, I would have asked you, what do you think? What do you feel? I really would have asked you that after we gave you an answer like this. I would have asked you, because I find when most people ask us something in a reading, they already know the answer. They're not sure.
Well, Lorelei is absolutely right. And I don't want to put us out of business, because I do this for a living, obviously.
But why?
You know what? whenever you ask something, most times that you ask it, you know the answer deep down. When people go, I had a dream about my mom. Do you think it was my mom? I'm like, well, how do you feel? Did you feel happy when you woke up? Yeah, I felt happy. I was relieved. A lot of sadness went away. Then yes, it was your freaking mom. And even if it wasn't your mom, you go ahead and you go on thinking it's your mom, because it made you feel better. And that's what she would want. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. So, yes. So I'm going to go back a little bit here. Shannon said, thank you. She added to that, but I just wanted to say Kathy Hanley Little, she said that person passed on. I wasn't going to say your name, sweetie. I remembered who it was. I didn't want to call you out or anything, because I thought it was a really excellent question that you had asked a few weeks ago. And I figured if you were open to saying your name, you would have. So thank you. And she said that person passed on April 12th. Thank you for your advice. You too. You're more than welcome. That's why we love doing this show, right, Dave?
Yeah, and you know damn well that young man is very, very happy right now.
Mm-hmm. And so, Michelle Plummer, I need to give you a huge shout out and say hello, because apparently you left me a comment a few weeks ago. I think it was on Monday night, and you can't see the comments back in the live. I think it was on YouTube. So I said today I was giving you a huge shout out. So thank you. I hear you're coming up to Thunder Bay, if I remember correctly. Can't wait to meet you. And she says, you know, something is up if they do their business in the same spot as the other. Well, kind of, but then we get back to biology and the incredible senses of animals, because even though we may not smell it and we may scrub the heck out of it, heck, you can even replace if there's carpet or flooring. Animals and cats too have an incredible, incredible sense of smell.
Yeah, so
they can smell it, believe me. So Shannon says, we feel the exact same way as what you both have said. Well, thank you. But I know Sean made a big deal about it. He goes, I got to ask Dave about this. And so the first thing I said to him is, why do you have to ask Dave? Because I was like, what are you going to ask him? And then when he told me, I said, Dave, I'll have an answer for you. I know he will. Everybody's sending condolences to Kathy for her friend. And Kathy says, yes, David. And Michelle says, Paracon 2024. Yep. So anybody, we'd love to meet you up here. We really would. We'd love to. And like I said, hopefully we'll be able to see you even with an online ticket. I'm hoping those girls will be able to swing that, or we'll be able to find someone that can help with that, because that'd be so cool. Because like I said, we really do have people from all over the world, and to be able to try and travel just to one place for a couple of days, right? Online's a lot easier. So those are good questions we got asked tonight.
Yeah, I like those. I love questions like that. Mm-hmm. Ask away.
I'm going to show. How about, you know what I think? What do you think, Dave? And I'm not going to just choose. You know, I never do that with our show.
I know.
But that picture, I think I showed. I don't know if I showed it to Sean and Shannon when we were chatting. But this was posted by another local paranormal group.
Oh, I like that picture. I like. Yes, I.
Kind of
I
a good transition, isn't it?
I enjoyed it very much. And okay. And when you guys see it, I'm not enjoying it for the reasons you think. Because when you see it, you'll go, "Oh, that's sad." It's like, no.
It is. Well, not really. Nobody got hurt. So hang on.
Yeah, okay, nobody got hurt. But yeah.
We're going to bring it to the stage. Actually, I was playing around this with another host on the network. We were checking it out to see how to do different ways and make the screen bigger. Jonathan, I appreciate your advice that you gave me about how to make the screen bigger. And I found out why it didn't work for me. Because you know what I do? So I don't have to have a million programs open and close my and slow down my computer. I do it all from my Facebook Messenger. And it's not the best way to do it. But that way I don't have 30 pages open before we start, because it uses a lot of bandwidth. And I'd rather not be cutting up and whatever else. So this is the post. I may have to make it bigger here. So this is, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. It's from Thunder Bay Paranormal. And I'm not trying to promote the heck out of Thunder Bay. It's just that this came up in my Facebook feed today and I thought it was really interesting. And Shelley Cornwayer is the admin and one of the investigators who started that group. So it says, wow. And she shared this. And it says, the owner of these photos, I only had one that I saw, said, so earlier in the year, I had a car accident. A 4x4 did an illegal U-turn and T-boned my car. I was driving and my partner was in the passenger seat. Once everyone was out and by the side of the road away from the accident, I quickly wanted to grab some photos of the accident. When you see this car, you're going to be surprised anybody survived. But then I think when you see the whole picture, you're I think it'd be a good topic of discussion. So a person says, once everyone was out by the side of the road away from the accident, I quickly wanted to grab some photos of the accident. I took 4 pictures and I was very shaky when taking the pics. And one came out the most clear. That's the one I'm going to be showing. In the picture I have attached, nobody was there when I took the photo, but standing by the driver's side door, and in brackets, if you can't see it, where I was, looks to me like a man who actually reminds me of my grandfather, who passed away when I was 12, and then people who knew him think it's him too. May I add, my accident happened right near a cemetery, and I'm going to show you guys the picture. It's a little bit dark. Okay, where are you, picture? You're not going to let me see you, are you? Hang on. Let me see if I can, I think I can bring it up. There it is. Okay. So this is the accident. Can you guys see? I don't know. There's a red circle. I'm going to post this in the group for anybody listening or watching. If you can't see, it's hard to see. But there is the outline of a man in that red circle. And what do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I looked at it. And mm-hmm. I think it's pretty good. I mean, I don't believe it's faked. I believe that that is. Just because of the nature of the picture and what it looks like. I will say this, for me personally, doesn't matter whether it's ever near a cemetery, because ghosts don't hang out in cemeteries.
I was just thinking, I think they added for people that are doubters, maybe.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So that part doesn't matter. And whether it's grandpa or not, it's the whole thing, what we went back to earlier, it's whatever she feels, it's most likely it. That's, you know, it's her perception, and this is her creation that she's creating. So if that's who it needs to be, that's who it's going to be. I do have to add something very interesting though. A lot of people never think about, I have this weird ability that comes out every once in a while. And I'll just be sitting like, I noticed it one day. I didn't notice it till a couple of years after I was working at this grocery store I used to work at. And I was sitting in my car on a break. And I looked on the to the side of the, it was in summer, it was during the day. And I looked, I was looking down past the building where this empty parking lot. And all of a sudden, I kid you not, I started to smell, and it just smelled like old dirt or old like dirt road or something like that, like if you're going down a farm. And I saw, and not in my mind's eye, it was so light, it looked like kind of like that picture of people walking, and I could see a building, but only for like a couple seconds, and then it would go away and it would come back again. And I don't know if I told you about that. And I went in and I told the boss, the manager, who actually loved the paranormal. And I said, I told him, I said, I was out and I seen this. And I said, could you do me a favor? Could you find out what was on this property a while back? He goes, why? And I said, because I saw this place and it didn't look like there was a farm field behind there before. It looked like it was a very small city and there was dirt roads and they were walking. I didn't see vehicles and it was a dirt road. And he went and looked it up, and yeah, where that building is, there used to be a small town and a road going through there. So for some reason, I was picking it up and saw it. Could I tell you a lot of stuff about it? No, what I just said is pretty much all I could gather from it. It was really light. But that's what that image reminded me of. I wonder, too, if she could be seeing through the veil another world of somebody just actually just walking by.
You know what I thought, though, looking from that at that car? That if you'd walked upon that, most people would think that probably nobody survived it. Like that exactly. Was a really cracked up car. What if it was the grandfather there to protect everybody in the car? Because it basically sounds like they walked away without a scratch. Like you don't usually walk away from a crash like that without
a scratch. One more time to go. Yeah.
So it was really. Really interesting. I know what I forgot to, Dave and I have been so busy with him moving and everything. You know what I want to tell you guys about that happened was really creepy. So I meet with my two friends. We connect and meet with spirit every now and then, usually every couple of weeks, right? We have a little chat group we do. So we were meeting last Friday. So it would have been after Thursday. So I didn't have a chance to talk about this. And my partner, Del, sometimes I'll ask him about stuff too, because he researches different things than we do. So he came on there and he was asking, with the way the energy's been and stuff, was anybody else having weird dreams? And he said, that was first I heard about it. He never said anything to me till the ladies were there. He said he was waking up with some very vivid, weird dreams, and he had some bruises on him. Didn't show them to me. I didn't see them. I don't know what it was. But my whole point is, as he's speaking, I kid you not, this man's voice comes through clear as a bell and says, you know what you got to do? You got to smack them across the F face. And I forget what else it said. As clear as a bell. Now, we record our meetings, and it came up in the recording. How That's creepy funny. Is that? Like, it was literally like the person was right on the video call with us. Like, there was no static. There was nothing. It didn't sound like it was picking up like a baby monitor or anything. It was so creepy. And it's the clearest. I don't even know if I can call it an EVP. I don't know what to call it. It sounded like somebody literally joined the video call and was in there adding their 2 cents worth.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. I mean, who knows why it happens?
Well, you say that. We were talking about weird, vivid dreams, and then the guy comes on there and adds, like, you know, you got to, I actually probably find the exact wording. I think I clipped it.
I think in this day and age, honestly, more and more, this is coming into my belief system. I don't know how true it is, but more and more every day, because of the fact that the veil that you always hear us spiritual people talking about, the veil is really thinning. And I'm not just talking the veil between physical life and spiritual life, and spiritual world. I'm talking about the like I said, when I can see like these ghost images in the air of stuff, it's like, I think all of us are starting to see through timelines and feel through timelines. So if all you know, there was somebody in another room in another timeline talking about this and hearing you guys talking and just commenting on it. I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying, I wonder if it there if it's not always ghosts.
I do have it clipped.
Oh, let's play it.
How about I won't show the video. I'll just play the audio because I didn't ask for permission to play it.
Oh, if you can't do the audio too, that's okay. I don't want them to get
upset. No, I'll do the audio so you guys can hear it. I'll send it to me. Hang on, give me a sec. Oh, I'll send it this way. It might take a second through Messenger. I just won't put the video on. I'll just play the audio because you guys can hear the audio if I don't put the video on, can't you?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought, because when it starts playing and I go, hang on, and then they get the picture on there, I know you guys can hear it. So give me a sec. So you guys will hear this. Okay, who am I in here? God, my brain's thinking about this now. Wait till you hear this. Hopefully we'll see if I remember correctly. But this is creepy. Oh, Jonathan says, send me the clip. I can enhance it. It doesn't need to be enhanced, Jonathan. When you hear this, you're not going to believe this. I'm just waiting. It'll take longer the way I send it like this.
That's why I'm wondering sometimes when they're so perfect, because there's a barrier between the spiritual world and this world, I guess, if you want to look at it that way.
Okay, I'll open it. Hang on. You can tell me if you'll hear this as I play it. Can you hear that? Like the voice?
No. No, I can't hear anything. Did you hear that voice?
Did you hear that voice? No. Let me see if I can turn the video off. I don't really want to hear it. Like no, it's not going to show me. I don't know how to play this. Maybe what I'll do, if you want to talk for a minute, I'll mute me and I'll screen record just the EVP so you can hear it. It'll take me 2 seconds. And that would, because you know what? I didn't ask for permission to put anybody's video on there. So I don't want to do that to them, but I'll play. It's okay. It's going to take me 2 seconds. It's not a very long clip. Okay. So give me a sec.
Okay, I'll just mute me.
All right. Talking, read some call, wherever you want. I'll be 2 minutes.
All right. So what I was saying to you guys before, I've been wondering and more, is one, Laura Lee knows this already, when it comes to ghost clips or anything that's like within the last couple of years, even if it looks real, I always have a doubt to it, just because AI and stuff is so, everything is so easy to fake something nowadays. But anyway, I watched the really old clips like 15, 20 years ago. I love those. When you see those, there's most likely something good. But I was also thinking that a lot of times, like I said, the other side is hard to hear. Either we have to be a medium or it's guides talking to you in your head, or sometimes we can hear it audible. But I kind of think we are seeing through different realities besides ours. So sometimes there could be, you know, because there's another Earth just like this Earth, and you're in it and you're doing something else, or you might be someone different or so on and so forth, because everybody knows the all is just the all. It's one thing. There's really nothing outside of it. We're all in the same moment. It's just in our little sleep here, we are thinking that in our little thing that we're here, we have perception of time and space. There's space between things. And actually, and in reality, there's not. And I'll tell you that might sound weird, but if anybody else ever had an NDE, if they can remember this part of the NDE, which most do, there wasn't really space between anything. And everything was, you could walk through a doorway and there was a giant room, but outside of it, there was only a door and nothing else. So there's all kinds of realities that you can see. And I think some of those realities are kind of leaking through. It's kind of like some people, when they go, they might go into a fifth dimensional type thing and not all the way over. So that world is most likely, to me, it's going to resemble this world. That's why I think some people who have NDEs, and I'm not sure about this, they have NDEs and they see a world that's exactly like us in their town and their city and all this other thing. I think that's because they're in spirit, but I think they're in like a five-dimensional or six-dimensional thing. So I'm not sure. Take care, Jonathan. But for the most part, I do believe that there could be things that, you know, leaking through, I guess, is a, you know, good way to say it. I can't think of another way to put it. It's kind of like some people blame everything on a ghost or a poltergeist, where what if it was extraterrestrial intelligence? Now, I don't know one extraterrestrial, never have, that has anything bad that wants to do with the Earth. So when you guys hear that fear-based stuff on YouTube or whatever, please, please think about it before you judge on it, because people are always going to tell us crappy stuff. Fear sells. Nobody wants to talk about the happy alien coming to the Earth. They want to talk about the alien that abducted everybody and did terrible things. But that's my thing. That's my thing. Shannon Casey says, I think we see so many videos of the paranormal now because everything is recorded and cameras are everywhere. And that's absolutely true. And we see so many fake videos because people love fear. I shy away from anything that has demon haunting or anything in it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Who cares? That's, to me, I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of that crap. It's unbelievable. Everything's a demon. And the funny thing is, I've known people who believe in demons, but they're atheists. I'm like, how can you be an atheist and believe in demons? And, you know, they're literally, oh, yeah. I'm like, they came from a religion, you know. So, because I don't believe in demons at all. I believe in things that aren't that good, but I don't believe in demons and pitchforks and all that fun stuff. And Laura Lee's back with her clip.
I had to think quick. I'm going, how do I do this? And I'm under pressure. Okay, I've got it. I'm going to send it to me. Okay, you guys, it doesn't have the video, but it will have the audio. Here, I got to send it to myself in Messenger. So give me one sec here. Had to use two different devices.
It's Jonathan had to go, by the way. He said goodbye, but he had to leave.
Oh, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. This one, like we said, this isn't as ideal as the video. The video really adds to it. But like I said, I didn't ask permission, so I don't like to do that to people unless I ask their permission. Okay, it's gone through. Okay, you guys ready for this? So hang on. At first, I don't know what the voice behind says. Like there's something ahead of it. Jonathan might be able to enhance it. I don't know what. Okay, open up here. Okay, hold on. All righty. Well, I add it to the stage. And it does say a colorful word in here, but hang on. Okay. At first, you're going to just hear talking, and there's almost a pause in a conversation. And this, and if you guys haven't, don't say this is the clearest voice you've ever heard.
Come on, but I was without your mother. And I mean, I just had to catch this woman out, like, get out of here.
You could be slapped a few times to get the fucking picture. Some people are.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. Who's that talking there?
I played again.
I was without your mother. And I mean, I just had to catch this woman out, like, get out of here.
You could be slapped a few times to get the fucking picture. Some people are.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. Who's that talking there?
Yeah. So that was.
The young voice was the one you're talking about?
You need to be slapped a few times across that.
That was clear. I thought they were in the background of the podcast. Somebody.
And they were talking, saying something when other people were talking. And then it's as clear as a bell. I don't know what that was, where that came from.
Was it through StreamYard?
No. We were reading. It was over in Ring Central we use, which is like Zoom. There was nobody else in the meeting. There was four of us. And this voice comes through And it was crazy. It would help if you could see the video, and I'm sure the ladies would give me permission, but I don't like to do something without asking permission. But yeah, like that voice sounds like it's part of the conversation.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and it came out of nowhere. Like there was no static or anything. Like usually if you're going to pick up like a baby monitor or something, there's a bit of static, or there, you can tell it's a baby monitor or a portable phone. That was clear as day. That's why I cut the conversation off. It went a bit longer because you just hear us going, what the heck was that? Like, who was that? Like, where did that come from? And yeah, we have no idea where it came from. Here, I'm going to stop that. It's
not some me do stuff.
What's that?
I said I was just thinking about when we do paranormal investigations and stuff, or where we capture EVPs. There's certain EVPs. The ones that I hear that don't sound like a whisper are the ones I like the most. Now, I'm not saying that spirits don't whisper, because I've had the whisper in my ear before. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think I can always tell when somebody makes something up, like not you guys, but like on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You hear the voice, that was make it the voice. I don't know what direction they're giving.
All the person. You can't see me because what had happened.
Oh no.
I'd given Dell the phone and I had to run for a quick potty break. So I said, talk to the ladies. So I was literally gone 10 seconds and I'm at the top of the stairs and I start hearing this voice as they're talking. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And I come downstairs. I'm at the bottom of the stairs, not in frame, when you hear that clear as a bell.
I know that, but I was getting at this. There's a lot of people, not Laurel, not this in case. I can tell when they're doing something because they'll make the ghost voice sound forced. And I think somebody's directing them going, come on, you're supposed to be talking from the other side. It's hard. You got to whisper. You got to do that. They don't. The ones like Laura Lee has, those are like the real deal ones. Those are the ones that.
What it reminded me of, that voice on TikTok, you know, that male voice that sometimes narrates, not the more comedic one, but I've heard this voice almost, it almost like Michelle Plummer said, I'm getting Ray Liotta vibes from that possibly, but it reminded me of the TikTok narration voice that you'll hear when somebody does a voice dub and they use one of the voice things. Michelle Plummer goes, yes, that's what it sounded like to me, like that voice.
Oh, like when you do the megaphone voice?
No. If I could find a video. It's very common. It's one. It's not the cute one that they use that you hear, and they'll do it with animals, but it's a male's voice. And, I wish I could explain how it is. It's a deeper voice, and it's usually a more serious one, and they'll use it. They'll narrate it, but it does it in his voice. I think Michelle Plummer knows what I'm talking about. And when I find it, like if I sent you the video, you'll see it. And I'm not in frame. Yeah, because we do it on Ring Central. And Ring Central is just like Zoom, except it's a little longer for the free version. So because it transcribes all your meetings and stuff. And we do everything. We keep it all in so we can go back to if there's something we want to check or whatever, right? It's just proper thing. And yeah, we never got anything like that after that. It was just when my partner Dell came in and was asking them. It was the weirdest thing. It was clear as a bell. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. She says a narrative computer generated male voice, usually with ominous background music. Yes. Thank you, Michelle. That's the voice. You usually hear it on TikTok.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And Kathy said, maybe someone hacked into your meeting. That's what my partner Dell said. But to say that, like, that was like for, they were saying something. I may send it to Jonathan and get, because he said he could clean it up and find out, because they were talking over top of them. And then they took a pause. And then that's when you hear that as clear as a bell.
Yeah, I did. I heard it clear as a bell. I'm going to quick grab something to drink while you talk for a second.
Yeah, well, what I was thinking, since we already talked about Thunder Bay a lot tonight, and David had sent some messages about Kings Mountain, that we could play your videos from Kings Mountain when you get back, Dave.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, okay, good.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Let me go back and see what you guys were talking about. I'm sorry about that, and I didn't plan on doing it, but like I say, I'm super – It doesn't matter if I'm doing a reading, and David is the same way. I know he is. Most of us are, but I think it's a nurse in me too about confidentiality. Like, even if I'm telling a story and it's someone I won't say their, like Kathy, I wasn't going to say your name without your permission. I didn't plan on talking about that. And then you mentioned what you did. So I knew you were okay with it in the chat. I just am super uber careful about that. So until I have people's permission, I don't like to do that to others. So I don't know what it was. It just was so weird and kind of a random thing to talk about. They were talking about dreams. So it just seemed very odd. So I'm just going back to see. Shannon said, I think we see so many videos of paranormal now because everything is recording, cameras are everywhere. It could be. And I think also that it's still a taboo subject, the paranormal. But I always say too, it can be very lonely when you're going through it and very isolating. And the reason why is because it's not a topic that you can stand in line at the grocery store or on queue, depending on where you are in the world, and start talking about it. But I usually find when you're in a group or like a group like this, we know we can talk about it. But say you're in a group of unknowns and then somebody kicks that door open a crack and then somebody a little more and a little more. And before you know it, 80 to 90% of the people have had some kind of odd, strange experience.
When I did that party for those guys up in North Carolina, I did a private party, not like a stripper or nothing. I was a medium. And
just joking, Dave.
I've always wanted to go to do it in a comedy club and call myself a comedian.
A comedian. I like that. That's awesome.
Your mom says you're dumb. What was I saying now? Now I forgot what I was saying.
I'm trying to find that video you sent because Kings Mountain. Was that the Ghost Box session? Was that the one, or was there another Kings Mountain one too, Dave?
Oh, I don't know. There's a couple of different ones. I mean, you don't have to play one. I didn't get to look at them that much. I live in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. There's a park they call Patriot Park and all this. But there is a battle that was up here in the graveyards. The graveyard's just a couple blocks down from my house. And there's lots of service people and lots of old graves. Because I can't remember when it happened. I really can't. If Nicole Ryan is here, she knows more about it than me. Hi, Ruth Kleber. Welcome.
Okay, so I got spooky moment ghosts appear to run across Gettysburg Field.
Yeah, let's play that one. I just grabbed that one. I didn't even get to watch it. Let's see what it's all about.
Okay, because the other one you sent was one I didn't go through when I sent it. So it sounds pretty cool. Give me one second. I'm just going to, of course, it doesn't bring me up here. Because you sent a whole bunch tonight, and I don't want to hog that. Like David, Laurel just picked. No, we do everything together, 50-50. So, okay, let me send this one.
No, but I gave you those to choose which one you want to pick. I don't know which one's better.
But I didn't want to be talking just about my stuff. So, okay. Spooky moment ghosts, because that was it. Top five most haunted places in North Carolina. So let me find it again. Hang on. Okay, that's the ghost one, right?
1780. Thank you, Nicole. The Battle of Kings Mountain was in 1780.
Okay, give me a sec.
Oh, the private party. Yeah, real quickly. So I was doing this private party. We're talking about people being skeptical and all this. So when I got there, now the guy who's throwing the party, him and his brother, they've had readings with me plenty of times, so they know what I do. But they wanted me to be at this party and for everybody. And as I was sitting there, they were all eating. And I said, hey, before we begin, I said, is there anybody who here wants a reading or doesn't want a reading? And only two people raised their hand. And I said, oh, okay. Now, after they all gathered round, they didn't want me to talk to any of their dead relatives or anything, but I started doing it for other people, you know, in this whole group. And that's when the guy started going, well, wait, can I ask you a question? And then the next thing you know it,
right? Nobody wants to go first.
Yeah, wants to go first. That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was my story. Thank you, Shannon.
I have it uploaded now. So it's on YouTube. So I think I got through the commercials already. Let's share. This kills me every time what StreamYard says. add to the stage. So we're adding it to the stage, everybody. Okay, so this is one from Dave. I'll see if I can make it bigger for us with the full screen.
It's only 54 seconds. Like I said, anybody, just to plug our group again, anybody who's just listening right now, if you want to see these videos, just join our Facebook group, The Thing at the Foot of the Bed with Laura Lee Potvin and David Hansel. And all these videos are posted there, but you'll be able to hear it now.
It never lets me play it from here. So, okay, hang on. Cool, Dave, because Gettysburg is a cool place. I haven't been there, but what the stories I've heard. Okay, hang on, Dave. Spirits going across. When you see it big enough, you can see spirits. Ooh. That almost looked AI generated, though. Was that a spirit?
That one's fake. That's a fakey. Yeah, this is the one I didn't get to watch. This one. I think that was fake. Yeah,
but I think they had something at the beginning that I don't even think they realized. And they, yeah, that was fake, I think. But I think they had something at the beginning and they didn't even realize that they had something. And okay, so my rule of thumb is, I'd love to hear this from you too, see what your thoughts are. That, just let me stop this because my bandwidth's been going crazy, which I knew it would if I keep it open. So I almost think, and then we'll get to Kathy's comment. My rule of thumb is, when I'm watching a paranormal investigation, because I haven't been working a camera for a full investigation, but if I'm watching something and there may be in a notoriously haunted, doesn't have to be, but you just know that there's some activity, like maybe there's some real, a lot of EVPs coming through or a lot of tapping and banging, whatever. And they're filming, even when it's live, and then the camera goes really blurry and it just can't seem to focus. I am positive that's a spirit close by. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's other things that could cause it, but to me, it pretty well, because then you usually find, and I've seen it even in lives too, that when you're hearing the tapping, the banging, EVPs maybe come from a ghost box or whatever, right? Ghost tube, whatever person's using, SP7. And then all of a sudden they can't focus. The camera will not focus. It gets really blurry. That's what it seems like.
It could be getting, when energy comes, okay, so just so you guys know, to tell why Laura Lee's theory is could be true, is because there are times I've done readings where because I'm talking to energy, literally I'm talking to energy. So when it enters my room, sometimes the hairs will stand up. It'll feel like electricity sometimes, not often, but it does. Or like Laura Lee, when she gets goosebumps for a certain thing, what happens at a certain time all the time. So I don't see why that theory wouldn't make sense.
Plus it's energy, right? That's why when a ghost is nearby and somebody's using a K2 meter, they're measuring EMP, right? Electromagnetic frequency. And I think it actually, if it's close, and there's other reasons why a camera can go blurry. So this isn't every single time, but it's an indication that there may very well be a spirit close. I think their frequency tends to sort of distort a little bit with the camera, because camera picks up a lot of stuff our eyes don't pick up, just like audio does, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's read Kathy Hanley's.
Well, I was just going to say, hi, Kasoon. He's over in Sri Lanka joining us in the middle of the night. Yeah, middle of the night. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, so Miss Kathy Hanley says, when I was young, I went to Gettysburg for a school trip. As soon as I got off the bus, I got a very bad feeling and couldn't go on the tour. I got very sick and had to stay in the bus. I'm going to tell you, just to validate that experience for you, that is very true. When my older brother, when he was still alive, he would go to all these where the neighborhoods that aren't so great. My brother was the guy who went and repaired the houses for the slumlord. And anyway, I went to go help my brother one day painting, and I didn't feel that great when I went there. You know, this is a long time ago. This is well before my near-death experience. But I didn't feel too well. But I went in, and I was in there literally 5 minutes, and I was so dizzy, and I was getting so sick, and I was getting my brother said, do you want to go to the hospital? I said, yeah. And we got back in the car, and immediately, guess what? All of it was gone. every bit of it. And I didn't know at the time that house, too, we found out later on, that house had a lot of crime in it. It had a lot of drug deals went on in that house. There were killings in that house. So I was picking up literally not the ghosts of the house, but the energy, because me and Laura Leo talked about this many times. Energy, when somebody goes into a house and whatever experience happened there, you might pick up on it. And if you make something up, it's like the big game of telephone where that energy is now just in there. It's not always a ghost. It's energy. We leave behind imprints. Not just bad, too. You could walk into
a
house and go, oh, wow, I am so happy when I walked in here. That's maybe because that house had a lot of happiness in it. So that energy is there. But if the house had a lot of negative energy, that could be there.
Well, the other thing for me, I have to be careful about, especially doing energy healing. Like even my youngest son, who has some limited language, will say to me, mommy, he might say my ankle hurts. And the first thing he'll say to me is, feel it, mommy, feel it. Because he knows what I can do is I close my eyes and I can run it over your energy field. And for me, it feels hot when there's an issue. Other people might feel cold. You might just feel an absence. You'll notice. Yeah. So he always tells me, and I know right where it is, and I can feel by the heat that comes off how intense it is. But I can tell you, working with people, energy healing, like even long distance, if I'm not careful, I can pick up people's pain. The other reason why I'll tell people I work with, if I am not well, or I'm sick, or I'm really tired, or say I'm having a bad pain day, I don't go on about it. It doesn't change my life or anything, but I do have chronic pain. I know that I have the ability to send that to people. So I want to be at my best when I'm working with my clients. And usually I am, but I can pick up, like I can tell you very quickly, somebody had contacted me and they're having something called diabetic neuropathy, which is one of the worst pain. Oh, it's awful. I know I've had it, it's not diabetic, but I've had it in my hands and it feels, the only way I could describe it was like having in 10,000 degree French fryer oil because it's nerve pain, right? Yeah. And this person was beside themselves with the pain. They wanted to take their life basically. And I was so glad they had reached out, and I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm so great. I saved their life. I didn't. We just spent the time together and I, you know, talked to them. I was trying to get them to reach out for some help and they did, which it had a good ending. But I asked them, you know, would they be open to me doing some energy healing for them? And the pain I was picking up was so incredible. I can't even imagine what this poor person was going through. So I have to be very careful about that, right? But to me, your body, when you have pain, that's your body's voice telling you this area needs attention. Needs
something, yeah. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, that's how I know how somebody died most of the time. And they give me the pain. Mm-hmm. And then it's my body says, this area needs attention. So I'll get the pain and I'll be like, oh, right here. It's okay. I know what that is. And then we'll go on. So yeah, that was very
cool. Or taste it, you know, whatever. And it's interesting the way different spirits work with you when they're sending messages. Or the other thing is if I pick up old jewelry, I remember a friend of mine gave me the most beautiful beads and I was working with them. Speaking of happy energy that you could leave, I was working with them and all of a sudden, this is when I was just first starting to learn about my gifts years ago again, like they've always been there, and all of a sudden I kept getting these incredible, almost little movie clips playing of this young man presenting this beautiful necklace with the stones to this woman. And it felt like an engagement gift almost, like there was so much love with it. And it was so incredible. Like I could feel that just from picking up the beads. Or like Kathy says, I'm getting goosebumps from telling this. That is my sign for truth. Me too. We all have signs for truth. And if you don't, you can set that up with your team. Whatever you know.
Yeah, you can. You really can.
Hi, Contessa Martins.
You just said something that was going to prompt me to say to comment on it, and I don't. Oh, when you said that you go to thrift stores to feel things, psychometry.
I forgot the name. I'm so glad you said it, Dave, because I forgot.
Look at this, Laura Lee.
Ooh, that looks so real.
It's all metal, and there's no printing like where it came from or anything. I love to go thrift shopping, and just like I like this old house and everything. And I go in and I'll grab things and touch things and just, you know, practice. And this was on the shelf way behind everything. And I looked at it and I picked it up and I'm like, uh-oh, mama's got to have this. So I just looked at the guy and I said, how much you want? And I was thinking, it's really heavy. It's all.
Wow.
It's
metal.
But he goes, $1.99.
Bargain.
I said, here you go, my man.
Awesome stuff. Our places here have really jacked up the price because it's
one more thing real quick. The funny thing was when I brought this home, if you guys see, I do once in a while, I'll do like an oracle reading in the morning on TikTok. Well, I had this guy was in the frame, and see, frogs, I love frogs because for me, they signify transformation because going from a tadpole to a frog and all that. When I pulled my cards, when this was up there, they were all transformation cards. And it was
cool is that?
And I thought that was just really cool. Okay, but look at that.
Okay, so this, I believe it or not, were heart boxes from the Dollar Tree. And I've turned them into little trinket boxes. I'm going to be making some. Cool. I'm going to be making some spook. I love Kuromi from Hello Kitty. I'm wearing Kuromi. I have Kuromi everywhere. But I'm making some ghosty ones too. And it literally, I made all the little Scully guys. I made all those little guys out of air dry clay and stuff. Oh, sorry. I got to move it to the center. So I'm going to be making some ghosty ones with little ghosties and stuff on them. But how cool are those?
Yeah, that is.
I don't think it'll have any energy. It shouldn't. Reiki.
Well, you know, it's something could though. I mean, usually, you know, it's really funny when I bring new stuff home, I have to clean it. I have to do everything because the energy that is on it, usually I feel it just if something's just going down a conveyor belt, you know, that blah feeling from it, but it's these old things that really, I love.
It's a good idea to do that though, David. It is because everything's
energy. Yeah, it's a good idea. I'm such a silly guy. I'm like, just come in my house. I need some more experiences. Like the scary ones.
Yeah, but okay. So we've had people say before, right? I'll never buy something secondhand because they've had maybe a paranormal experience, and I can completely understand that. But what we never think about is everything that we buy at a store, and it doesn't have to be a secondhand store. Everywhere we go, that has been touched by thousands of human hands. Like, it doesn't matter if it's natural or it's manufactured. It has been, right?
Yes. Nicole Thomas Ryan. Someone did a reading for me and told me I have gifts, but I'm not born a medium, so I don't have it in my life. Thoughts? Everybody's born a medium to an extent, so everybody has it. But like, if this is how I look at it, so this none of what's happened to me my entire life was on accident, because everything that happened to me, good or bad, got me to the point I'm at now.
Yep.
Some people like myself or some others, yes, I grew up being able to hear them. I grew up in the houses were haunted. Everyone we moved to and the ghosts followed us, or whatever you want to call it, followed us. And no, they didn't scare me and they weren't violent. It was a little uneasy when you're a child and you hear attic doors open and close and you wonder who's, you know, there. But we all have those gifts. And the thing is, because of in my experience, I'm open to everything mediumship, if that makes sense. I'm open to everything. So it's always in my life. There is not a part of my day where mediumship is not a part of my life or being spiritual. So that's why I do what I do. I do believe you have gifts. And if you, just because you don't feel the mediumship gifts doesn't mean you don't have it. Because some people had to learn what mediums do first before they got the gift. Some people had the gift and then learned how to use it. And then some people just gradually went their way.
And so, what I'm going to say is, we're all human beings giving readings. Okay. When we give a reading, we're all human. Okay. We are not always 100% correct. And the thing is, you need to understand that each one of us is here for a reason. And we have our own purpose and things that we've set out for this life. We can screw it all up if we want with free will. But the thing is, don't ever let somebody tell you who you are.
Exactly.
You feel you're creating, you are so powerful as a human being. You create your experiences. And if this is something that resonates with you or you feel drawn to it, go for it. Do it. Try it. See what you like at it. If you enjoy it, we all do. I agree with everything David has said, but nobody has the right to tell you what you are or you're not. Okay. I'm sorry, but they don't. Like, if people ask me what their life purpose is, and I'm not crapping on other people, okay, because everybody works
differently. I think she did that person didn't tell you that you weren't. They said that you were, right?
They told me I have gifts, but I was not born a medium.
Oh, and no, that's okay. No, that's, you know,
let me finish my thought and then you jump in there.
Slap that medium upside the head. That's, you know what that was? That was either ego talking, because ego will say, you're not good enough to be something like I am.
No, but that's where I was going, Dave, is the fact that when people ask me what their life purpose is, I tell them right up front, I'm not going to tell you what your life purpose is, but we can work together and try and figure it out with guidance from spirit, because only you can decide who you are and what you are. I don't care who tells you that. And I know people take, you know, when they've made an investment to come to people like ourselves for a reading, and you have the choice to disregard it at all. If it doesn't, when we tell you that, Dave and I both do, take what resonates and leave the rest, but only you can decide that. And if that is something you really want to do and you put the time and the effort into it, you will be able to do.
Yeah, you'll be able to do it.
Maybe not like Long Island medium, but if you really wanted that,
remember this. And even Long Island medium, I've studied a bunch of her shows. She reads like everybody else does. I mean, she's just,
I was just pulling her here.
In her experience, she's doing this. Yeah. So if you want, if anybody ever wants to be a medium, go learn how.
Same as psychic. We are all psychic.
Yeah, we're all psychic.
I've had people say to me, well, when do I know I can call myself a medium? And I truly believe this, that if you claim it and you own it and you put the effort into it, like the muscle working it and working on it, working with different mentors, some people it comes naturally to all and they don't need to be taking classes. But that happens with all of us. Some of us are natural born singers and artists.
Exactly. A medium, you know, I'm going to tell you, anybody who goes, says, I want to be a medium and takes one class and gets a website, stop it. It takes a lot longer than that.
Said it takes time and it takes effort. Yeah. I said, work with different mentors. But that's where I was going with this, Dave. Some people are natural athletes and natural musicians and natural singers. They never took a lesson, nor do they need to. That's something But we have the ability to be it all. Are we going to be 100% at everything? More than likely not.
Yeah.
But we all have these abilities, and some we're going to be better at than others. That's just who we are.
Yeah, it's just how it is. Some mediums, clairs are stronger than other clairs. Yeah. Some people, it just is what it is. I just say, do your thing and don't hurt nobody.
But don't let anybody tell you who you are or what you are. And I'm not crapping on people that do that. Maybe that's the way their practice works, and that's okay. They will work with the people they are meant to work with. But what I'm trying to say to people that are hearing this, that have been told that this isn't who they are, when maybe they really feel that they are, or they feel a strong pull or calling to it, you do you and go out. Like somebody put in here, be your authentic self. Absolutely. You are so powerful as a manifester and a creator. And I'm serious, like as a human being, we've never been taught these kind of things. So again, will you be like A plus, the most amazing, incredible medium there ever is? I don't know. You could very well be, but that's up to you and the amount of time and effort and work and what you
put you want to do to it. Exactly. Contessa Martin says a really good question here.
I didn't see it, Contessa. I apologize.
That's okay. Let's see. Oh, question. When someone hears voices, how do they know it's real and it's not something medical happening in their head? That's called clairaudience. Everybody in this world has clairaudience at some point. I will say this. If the messages coming in your head are negative, and they refer to you hurting yourself, then you go see a psychologist.
There are others.
Because for the most part, it's going to be positive, or it's going to be a pleasant warning, I would say, because I've had very sternly a voice say, do not go there, you know, something like that. And then I won't. I'll be like, okay. I would say for me to, you know what, clairaudience. To hear clairaudience, it is just not hearing your thoughts in your head. There is a lot of training that goes into clairaudience. In fact, I do exercises all the time for it because I've been doing it since I was a kid. So I pick out the quietest sound in the outdoors and I only concentrate on that sound.
Or music, picking out an instrument. But where can I add something to this, Dave? Because I agree with you, but with clairaudience. And I was just having this conversation on I'm trying to remember what podcast I was on the last week or so. And we were talking about it. And I've asked many people. There are people that will hear a different voice other than their own. There are others like myself that hear my own voice. But how do I know that it's my guides? And this person said almost identical to what I always say. I hadn't even given the answer and they did. I know because the voice in my own voice does not speak like I do. It's always meant in love and it's always meant for either mine or the person maybe that I'm working with or what their highest good. So if you hear voices that are telling you to go hurt yourself or hurt others or anything negative, I that's either your ego or if you're really questioning and hearing a lot of voices, it might be time to see someone. I can tell you though, I know people too that are really incredible mediums that were hospitalized in psychiatric hospitals because they were told they had psychiatric issues and they were hearing spirit. And I got to tell you, I've had conversations, I've never said this on air before, as a nurse, that I've looked at some people that, yes, they had some illness, mental illness, but some of the things they were seeing and hearing, how do we really know they maybe really weren't seeing and hearing it, right?
Like, yeah, well, we it all depends on how you want to look at it. If you look at it from a spiritual sense, everything's allowed, everything's a gray area, and anything's possible if you look at it like that. But we do live in a world that has some kind of truth to it. I would say with clairaudience, exactly what Laura Lee said. Sometimes you hear it as your own voice. Sometimes you hear it as another voice. I hear it usually as another voice. But there is a way better way to use your clairaudience because even if you do it that way, you're missing out on a whole bunch of messages. And you know why? Because the message is some spirits don't use their own voice. Some spirits use your voice. That's why you're a medium. You are the vessel. They use your voice. So they use it in your head.
Spirit doesn't
if you really want to, hear you. If you really want to work on your clairaudience, if you're doing for that, you got to sit there and it takes time to figure out where your thoughts are coming from in your head. So a lot of times, some people hear their thoughts back here, or they just hear it as a whole up here. Some people hear it straight in front of their head. Usually the one straight in front of your head is usually spirit, but not always. Once you recognize where your mind chatter is, then anything you hear outside your mind chatter is the message. Does that make sense?
But Contessa asks exactly how would we know? Well, Contessa, it would depend on what you're hearing. And it's pretty easy. Like, for example, I received a message last week very sternly that said, know thy enemies. Is that meant for your highest good and in love? No.
Yeah.
Is it meant for everybody's highest good? No. But in the situation I was in where I heard this from, I knew it was from spirit, but that's with experience and many of the things that David said. But when you were hearing the voice, depending on how you were hearing it, it depends on the message and the situation. So for me to say I heard in a very stern male voice, actually, know thy enemies. If that's all I gave you.
That's also really good advice too.
If I don't use thy, first of all, I don't use the word thy. Okay. So, even when it's in my voice, it uses language and context and things that I just don't speak that way. Let's just say I have colorful language sometimes when I'm not on air.
I know a lot of times too with voices, listen, with clairaudience, here's the honest to God's truth. there are times where you do hear the voice in your ear outside your head, but I'll tell
but
you
not
that.
Everybody does.
Well, it is one of the most rarest things in the world. So all these people who go, I told you I worked with that guy from England who said he was clairaudient, and he said, how do you hear the voices? And I told him all this, and he goes, oh, they just talk to me. And then he was giving a reading, and we got done with the reading, and I said, if they talk to you, you should have been 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. So they weren't talking to you in your ear. So quit telling everybody that you hear the voices perfectly outside your ear, because that just wasn't. But you will. It does happen. Listen, if clairaudience was hearing a voice in my ear all day long, I would pray to God that they got rid of my clairaudience, because that would just bug me half to death.
And I hear it in my head 90% of the time. I have done a survey, actually. Have I talked to every psychic medium in the world? Obviously not. And
but they'll all say the same thing.
It just depends. Some people hear a separate voice. Some people hear it within their head. Now, to me, I think we go back to what we've been saying sort of off and on all night, is that spirit is going to work with you in the best way you're going to receive it. So you are not afraid, and that you will understand or start to begin to differentiate. That's why it's important also to work with mentors and people who have experience, like David and myself, when we're teaching and showing people. Like tonight, we're doing a little bit of teaching, but I think it's a pretty easy guide. If you are hearing a voice and that voice is not coming in through with kindness or with love or whatever it may be, guidance, you need some guidance to a situation you're going through, and it comes through and you hear it and you know it's meant for your highest good, I believe that is spirit. Spirit is never going to steer you wrong. Spirit is never going to give you need to do this now. They will never do that. They respect your freedom.
Like I said earlier, most spirit guides, they're not there to tell you what every move. And a lot of times you can ask for things, and you know how they always say, ask and you shall receive, or ask and it's always going to be yours, it'll be yes. That's not true. Sometimes you can ask for something and they're not going to tell you.
Because it's not meant for your highest good.
It's not meant for your highest good. So I've asked my spirits about stuff, my guides, where I just heard crickets. I guess you want me to figure this out, you know.
Okay, so Kathy, and I'm going to get back to Diane's comment. You said it's only happened a few times. It's okay, maybe that's the way you're
it's okay to because no, okay, it, happens, it doesn't happen. Okay. Yeah, it's happened to me once in a while too. I'll be laying in bed and I'll literally hear, hey, David or David, and you're like, what? But thank God it's not all the time, you know.
No, but I know people who that's how spirit communicates. Each one of us is completely different.
Hearing the voice outside their ear, meaning as if somebody's standing right next to them talking to them, then those need to be, I will call bull on all of them, unless they're the most accurate medium in the entire world. Because if somebody was just saying the message straight into your ear, the whole conversation, they should be perfectly accurate.
Maybe that's the way they're perceiving it and learning how to trust it and start to be able to.
Well, I know, but sometimes we do have to correct people. That's not a perception. That's just a perception. It's not, I'm just saying, if you want to get good at it, we're all going to hear it outside of our ear sometime, but we're mainly going to hear it within our head. And like Laura Lee said, sometimes it's our voice. Sometimes it's a whole nother voice. And I like when they do that personally, because I've done readings where I've talked to somebody's father and I'll hear the voice. I'm like, does your father smoke a lot? Like, and have this, because he's like really gravelly. They're like, yeah. Did you hear that? And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't hear it outside my head.
I have people that claim that they hear it outside their ear. And what I'm saying is maybe that's the way they're perceiving, the way they're receiving it. Maybe it is coming from the inner ear. Where I was going with this is each one of us is different, right? Diane, I love what her comment, like she said, ask regarding what you hear, how it relates to others to confirm.
That's very true.
Including very yourself. True. Yeah. If you're not sure about the message, you have every right to question it. But I will tell you, spirit will never tell you what to do. Spirit will never tell you have to do something, you must do something, unless like they'll tell you stop if you're just supposed to jump in front of a bus and you didn't see it. I've heard of situations like that.
I understand. Let me hear. I'll clear this up for you, Nicole. you do hear stuff outside of your head.
Just read it out for people that are listening, hun.
Oh, so sorry. Nicole says, when I hear it, it sounds like someone's talking outside of me. My voice is usually something important. And when it's usually important. No, that's true. I mean, we will hear an audible voice, especially if they need to hit home and get you to do it. When I say inside the head and outside the head, this is what I'm saying. Outside the head means there is an energetic verbal voice that is tickling the hairs in your ear, just like as if somebody was standing right next to me talking. That's outside. That's called subjective hearing. So most clairaudience is, and it's always been taught everywhere, is objective. So it's coming, the meaning is coming from within you. It's not coming outside here. And the reason it's not coming outside here is because spirit isn't outside here. But there is times where you will hear a loud stuff like turn left here, or you'll hear it outside as if somebody was in the next room going, don't go. And you're like, okay, I heard that. I'm not going, you know, but I think that's what I call in the head and outside the head. I don't know of one medium ever, even Doris Stokes, which is one of the most, she talks out loud like I do. And I love her to death. And well, she's gone now, but she was one of the most famous mediums in the world. The woman would literally give you the address and the day the party was on and knew so much stuff. And she was clairaudient. Nobody else.
Yeah, but let's stop for a sec. Okay, we're not even talking about mediumship here, because you don't have to be a medium to receive clairaudience, okay? Intuitiveness, psychic messages, guide messages from your guides. Okay, clairaudience is clear hearing is what it means. So you could receive it, like David is saying, exactly, as a medium, but you also can be very clairaudient being just a psychic. Like, not all mediums are psychics, as I've heard, but psychics can be mediums, if that makes sense. To me,
semantics. Not all psychics are mediums, but all mediums are psychic.
Thank you. I heard it the other way. My point is, I don't care because it's semantics.
Yeah, it really is semantics. But the only thing I'm concerned about is, the only thing I want to hit home to anybody listening, please, whether you're a clairaudient or not clairaudient, if the message is not positive or for your highest good, that's ego, like Laura Lee said. Most likely that's ego.
Or maybe a mental health issue, and you may need
a mental health issue. Yeah, I don't. Yes, exactly.
You got 2 minutes, but Diane says, I met Doris Stokes. She was awesome.
Oh, I know she is. I love her too. We both read the same way, although I think she's a bit better than me.
Well, we got 2 minutes left, Dave. This is the fastest 2 hours of my
life. I know, this was fun. Mm-hmm. See you guys. We don't always agree on everything, but we always actually agree on everything.
But we do. We get there.
But you guys, just so you know, take us, for example, believe what you need to believe and what rings true for you. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. And you're going to have the best experience in the spiritual world or the spiritual place. If you just say, you know what, if this is my truth, then it's mine. If it's not, it's not. That's it.
Do you want to tell where to find you, Dave?
Yes. If you would like to know more about me, find me, book a reading or anything like that, you can go to my website, thewhispertome.com. You could also go to my YouTube channel, The Spirit Experience, and sign up for my YouTube, because pretty soon I'm going to be doing a lot more lives on my YouTube instead of on TikTok. So I'm transitioning over to there for a while. If you would like to find me on Facebook, They Whisper to Me or David Hansel Medium. Same for TikTok and Instagram. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for all your wonderful messages. We love each and every one of you too that either join us or on the replay. So thank you. If you're enjoying what you're listening to or watching, please stay tuned. Second Night of the Outer Realm with the amazing Michelle DeRoger and Amelia Pisano is coming up next. Also, if you ever want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me on facebook.com/angelrock. I have everywhere on social media, either under Laura Lee Poffin or The Angel Rock. Easiest, quickest way to get a hold of me, just reach out on Facebook Messenger. Also, two groups on Facebook, Paranormal University for all things paranormal, Angel Rocker Tribe for all things kind of spiritual, what we talked about tonight. And thank you for all your beautiful messages here. We love each and every one of you. We're so grateful for you all. Now, don't forget to tune in on Monday next week. I have, I think it's Nicola Amadora. I forget what we're talking about. It's a cool topic, though, I promise.
What a pretty name. What a pretty name.
I know. She was supposed to come, I think, another time, and we were able to, I think she's across the pond, so we had to kind of reschedule things. But she's coming Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern, and you know where we're going to be next Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right, Dave? Right here?
Where
are we going to be next Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m.?
Next Thursday? I don't know where I'm going to be in 10 minutes. Okay. We'll see you guys next Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
And don't forget about the group, The Thing at the Foot of the Bed with Laura.
And please join The Thing at the Foot of the Bed. All you people out there, we're in almost every country. You have Facebook. Join our group.
Yeah, right. Once we're at 200. All right, Dave, shall we stay spooky?
Yes, we should stay spooky. And now we're going to try to say our tagline at the same time again. All right. Ready, all right. Set. What's at the foot of your bed?
Oh, I think almost. We are all going on a year and a half. We still haven't done it yet together, but we will.
What I might do pretty soon is I might just make an outro video that says, what's at the foot of your bed?
We love you all, everybody. Stay safe, stay spooky, and we'll see you next week. Okay. Have a good night.